You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
You know, 2025 is right around the corner, and we are excited because we are headed to the LCMS Youth Gathering in New Orleans. And while we're super excited about going, I know there are lots of other people who are excited about going as well. And the people behind it who make it all happen, well, a few of them happen to be with us today to help us learn more about how to prepare and attend the LCMS Youth Gathering. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. You can find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, several of the planners for the LCMS Youth Gathering. Teresa Kuntz, she's a Youth Gathering planner, and she also serves as DCE at Bethany Lutheran Church in Austin, Texas. Teresa, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me today.
The Reverend Lawton Thompson, he's assistant pastor at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in DePere, Missouri. Pastor Thompson, welcome.
Good to be here.
And our team from the LCMS Youth Ministry Office here at the LCMS International Center, the Reverend Mark Kiesling, director of LCMS Youth Ministry. Mark, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
And also one of the hosts of End Goals Youth Ministry podcast, Juliana Schultz, DCE and program manager for LCMS Youth Ministry and co-host of End Goals. Welcome back.
Yeah, glad to be here.
And communication specialist for LCMS Youth Ministry, Meredith Smith. Meredith, welcome back.
Thanks for having us.
We should just do this like every week.
Cool. Talk about
we probably could.
It's
the reason we have a podcast.
That's right. So if you haven't checked it out, go check out End Goals on the KFUO website, the KFUO app, anywhere you get podcasts, End Goals. It's a great podcast. We are excited to talk about Youth Gathering. Preparing for Youth Gathering, about a year ahead of Youth Gathering, there was a big event for leaders, and I believe it's called National, right?
That's correct. Long term is National Lutheran Youth Workers Conference, but we call it National.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So what happens at National?
Well, Lawton actually was there. If you want to say a little bit, Lawton, about your experience.
Yeah. Part of it. So National 24 is an opportunity to get together with other youth leaders from around the LCMS world in the place where the gathering is going to be. And so it provides you with an opportunity to become familiar with the city that the gathering is going to be in, as well as to get to know some of the other youth leaders that are going to be there, some of the people that are responsible for the gathering come together. It's an excellent, excellent thing. I know there can be some anxiety as you prepare to take a group of high schoolers to a strange city that you've never been to. And so it gives you that opportunity to get the lay of the land so that once your boots are on the ground with your kids, you're not wondering what's next there. You've kind of mapped out how to get from here to there. You've seen it with your eyes. But in addition to that, you get to know some of the other people that are involved with that. You get to spend time in God's word, which is a lot of fun, especially this one. We had Dr. Peter Nafsker from the seminary presenting, and I have still been just processing his Bible study, talking about living as exiles, had a pretty profound impact on me. I've just been kind of chewing on that topic now for the last several months, and it continues on. So just a great opportunity to prepare yourself so that you feel comfortable and relaxed with the gathering, as well as be able to communicate that with the parents, because you're taking their kids across the country. And I'm sure you have the parents like I have in my congregation that say, well, is it safe? Is it going to be okay? And you can come back and say, yes, it's going to be safe. Here's why. This is what the gathering is going to look like. This is some of the neat things we're going to get to do. And maybe you've experienced some of that. Hey, I went to Cafe Du Monde and got some chicory coffee and some bangs, and this is why it's awesome. Only if you're okay with powdered sugar every
Who's not?
That's right.
It's a good thing.
Now, Sharisa, did you also attend National this year?
I did. It was fantastic. And kind of, as was already stated, just a great opportunity to see the host site, to get your kind of bearings, walk it a little bit, kind of check out the restaurant and the culture, but even more so the breakout speakers. I'll just reiterate, Dr. Peter Nafsker, amazing. And even the breakout speakers, there was breakout sessions on preparing to come to the gathering, as well as just youth leaders that are really great at what they do. And they're fantastic leaders in the church that then could kind of share what they're seeing in terms of their boots on the ground and how they can walk beside people in the midst of ministry. And just fantastic. If you have never attended, I got to tell you, take advantage of the conferences that the Youth Ministry Office does, because it's fantastic.
And a great way to just experience the opportunity to network with other leaders, other youth leaders, other people who are in the same shoes, similar shoes to your situation as well, and preparing to bring youth to the LCMS Youth Gathering. All right, so let's talk about the Youth Gathering. Why gather the youth of the LCMS typically every 3 years to basically build a temporary village in another major city in the United States? Yes, why gather the youth of the LCMS?
Right, well, we've been doing this for decades within the LCMS, and they're to affirm young people and their life in Christ, their life in the church, and encourage them in their walk with Christ through relationships and through time being in God's word, through time and worship as we get to close with the divine service on our last day. And as they get to see kind of how the church supports them and cares for them and how wide the church is, and not just the LCMS, but our partners and international Lutheran church bodies, so that they know, no matter where they go, they know that God goes with them and there's a place where they can connect when we really prepare them for like that next step past high school. What does that look like? Whether it's college, military, career, whatever they might be going, that they know God is with them and that there is a community for them to connect with. And so we usually use the gathering as a way to be able to point them in that way, as well as to help them in their daily walk of issues that they have as a young person. And as we hear from so many young people, they want to be equipped in how to share the faith with friends that they know that maybe do not know Jesus. And so we're able to encourage them in that work. And it's just one of those things, they're hearing that at their home congregation as well. But when they get to see all these young people from across the country do that together, it's just another opportunity for them to understand that they are cared and supported by other fellow Lutheran Christians.
How have you seen that benefit youth throughout the rest of their time in high school, through college? I know you guys have done a lot of research on what keeps kids coming back to church. How have you seen the gathering as part of that, as part of keeping kids involved, keeping youth involved in the church?
Well, I've taken youth to quite a few gatherings, and not all youth are the same, right? They all have unique gifts and abilities and comfort levels. But one of the things that the gathering does is it provides these different experiences, whether it's in the mass event, which is amazing. The worship service with the Lord's Supper is just an amazing thing to participate in. But the breakout sessions and all of that really lead these youth as they're interacting with all of these other high schoolers from all over the place to grow. And I've seen it in several youth across the years kind of change the trajectory of their life. They're kind of maybe on the margins, and then they go to the gathering and they're like, whoa, this is amazing. So I originally am from Florida, and in Florida, there's a lot of Lutherans in Florida, but not quite as many as are in St. Louis. And so I even remember in my own journey as a high schooler going to Atlanta in 98, called to be, looking around and going, there's an awful lot of Lutherans out there. I didn't realize there were so many. And that was a really formative part of my own development. I've seen that in other high schoolers as well, where it really changes the trajectory. And whether they go into church work or they just stay connected as faithful laymen and lay women in the congregation, I think it's a great connection point. And especially as leaders, as we walk alongside them in that, those periods of time to stop and slow down and process with them what they're experiencing and what they're hearing from speakers builds those relationships, and those intergenerational relationships are so important. And the gathering provides some real fertile ground if you invest that time in those high schoolers.
Yeah. And I just concur with that. You know, I my first gathering was 95 in San Antonio, River of Light, right? And every gathering since, this will be my 11th gathering. And the gathering is a huge part of the reason I'm even in ministry today. That summer was a very formative summer for me. And again, the leaders around me stewarded that well in terms of encouraging me to go into ministry. And I've watched from every gathering, and I think it's one of the best things we do in the LCMS, honestly, is giving these young people the opportunity to see themselves as part of the larger church. Because kind of similar story, I lived in a very small town. The closest DCE to me was 6 hours away, and I didn't even know what that was. And so to then have a gathering where I got to see myself a part of not only a larger church body, but then I got to interact with people that were doing the thing that I felt God was calling me to, and to get to sit and visit with them, but to then use that as a catalyst for other things. And I see it in all of my years of ministry, and I've served all over the United States in different locations, that's one of the beautiful things that we see come out of it, is that it does shape. It can be a great modeling place for young people to see themselves a part of the larger church, no matter what their vocation is. And I've had kids come out of that saying, I want to be in ministry. I have one that just we commissioned and sent off in the fall to go be in parish music. I've got one that's going to be graduating this year and heading to be a DCE or pre-sem. He's kind of looking at that. But even the last gathering, I had two young men that I was like, I just see God working in your lives and in your hearts, and I don't think God's done with you yet. Both of those young men are roommates at A&M here in Texas, but they immediately got plugged into some Christian organizations to serve even at their public state university. And so I think God does some beautiful things at the gathering of no matter where you go, you, as you go, which is very scriptural, like, you know, do the work that God's prepared in advance for you to do. And I think kids really grasp that at the gathering, and they get to see themselves as something much bigger than their local setting. And I think it's a beautiful partnership that when you use those things together, it's just fantastic.
Now, every gathering typically has a theme that reinforces or encourages us in our baptismal identity and our life in Christ. A brief overview of the theme for this year.
Yeah, we are really excited. It's been one that's had multiple layers to it, which has been really exciting for us as we continue to develop it with resources and just talk about it as a planning team. The theme itself is endure. And then our key scripture that we're focusing on is Hebrews 12:1-3. But a lot of other parts we'll dig into, especially Old Testament and other pieces to talk about God's endurance for us. And certainly as we point to Jesus, endured the cross for us, give us the gift of eternal life. But then exciting too is doing something like a youth gathering. We get to talk about that cloud of witnesses as well. And we get a study scripture for how God was faithful to his people, generation to generation, how he's faithful to us now, and how he's put people into our lives as well to encourage us in our faith. And then we can look to those people, those trusting people that also trust in the Lord. That can be that great connection. And then kind of the third something we're going to be looking at is enduring to the end. So a little bit, I think what Chris was talking about with vocation. So what do we do now? We're here now. We know Christ will return, but yet we got things to do. And God's given us those things through vocation. And so we'll get to talk about that for young people as well as day in, day out, how we live faithfully. And I know Julianne can speak to some of the resources that are out there already that are helping us dig into that as well around the theme.
Yeah, we have a great theological study by Reverend Peter Nasker, who was at National with us. We also have a set of pre-gathering Bible studies that are designed to help prepare young people as they meet and prepare for studying our verses in Hebrews and endure. And we have a new video that's out that is going to help everybody kind of get into that theme and be able to do that together, which is really fantastic.
Very good. We're going to learn more about LCMS Youth Ministry and the LCMS Youth Gathering in just a moment. We have more to talk about Endure happening 2025 in New Orleans in just a moment right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason. To use your God-given gifts to help others. To live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world. To live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We're talking about the LCMS Youth Gathering taking place 2025, summer of 2025 in New Orleans. Talking with all the great friends from LCMS Youth Ministry and Youth Gathering planners as well. And now it is time to talk about what we need to know in order to bring youth to the LCMS Gathering. Are you ready?
I think there's some logistics. We're here to make it easy.
That's right. Because there are some steps to this process. If you're bringing youth, if you want to bring or thinking about bringing youth to this gathering, as Pastor Thompson mentioned earlier, you know, parents have lots of questions. They want to know it's safe. Well, part of making it safe is making sure that we're prepared, and preparing means filling out some forms, things like that. So, all right, what's the first thing we need to know to prepare to bring youth to the gathering?
Well, you're going to go to lcmsgathering.com, right? And Meredith has done an amazing job with our team of putting together a website that has pretty much everything that you could need to understand what you need to do to prepare for the gathering. So you can go look at resources. So for example, we just have a year timeline, right? So how do we make it super easy? You're going to open it up. You're going to look at every step that you need to to take, some suggested steps to help you along the way. We have a checklist to make sure that you've done everything that you need to do in terms of planning your transportation and registering with our office and knowing what you have to pay and when, and programming options that you can choose when you register. So all of that information is going to be up on the website.
And today is a really special day for us because today is the first day that congregations can start entering all the information that they've collected from their youth and adult leaders and can start entering in that online on our registration program. And then basically our Christmas day in the youth ministry office is November 1st because that's when groups can start mailing their registration to the gathering office. And we accept registrations all the way up until May of 2025. So if you are on the fence, you're not quite sure if you want to bring people or you need to get connected with your district coordinator and go with another congregation, you have until May 2025 to do all of that and to get those last minute folks involved.
Don't wait until May 2025.
Please don't wait until May 2025, but you can.
You could if you needed to, right?
We know some people wait for the camp schedules and what's going on. So we're flexible in that.
And you can add young people to your registration. Okay. So you might have a group of six that you're registering on November 1st, but you might have kids that are added in once they know their summer schedule in January, in March, in early May.
I think May 1st
is our last time you can add new people. But yeah, we want to encourage you not just to make that the once and done, but continue to add young people to that as they're available to come.
Mm-hmm. So there is an urgency, but there is also flexibility. Like
absolutely.
Make the plan, but there is also time to add more people once you make the plan. That's great. Now, what is a district coordinator? I know district coordinator role has come up a few times. What is the district coordinator role in all of this?
So the district coordinator is really a resource person between like their district and the people that are attending from their district and the youth ministry office. Like we really want to be kind of that go-between. We want to be able to help resource you. We want to help answer questions. As you know, the youth ministry office is, they're busy. They're doing a lot of, they're putting all this amazing stuff together. So the ways that we can walk alongside of them, help them in that registration process, maybe get people connected to other churches that maybe need to register. So many of the people that attend the gathering are coming with, you know, lay members like parents or somebody that just loves youth and wants their kids to go. They're not maybe being served by a professional church worker that's going to be taking them. So they need those resources and maybe it's the first time they've ever gone. So they have lots of questions and we want to be able to walk beside them, share the wealth of the information that we know, some of our best practices, point them to the website and say, hey, there's some beautiful checklist here. There's some budgeting worksheet. Hey, let me get you connected to some churches that are in your area that maybe you can kind of travel with. We really want to be a resource and a guide for them, helping the process as easy as possible. And then get them excited about the gathering. Encourage them to come check us out in the zones, participate in the district events that are happening at the gathering. We really want it to be a place where we're bringing people together. And again, taking the gathering home, even to our individual districts and using it as kind of a launching pad of support and connectivity as we return home. It's one of the things that I love. We started kind of a website and Facebook page with the last gathering. And we have like over 1,000 people on this page. It's exciting to see that many people excited about the gathering and making those connection points. And people use that website, even post-gathering and pre-gathering, like, hey, does anybody know about this? It's just a really great connection tool. And we want to do that with people and walk alongside people and help people through that process.
So if someone's listening now and this is their first time bringing youth to a youth gathering, which I'm sure happens a lot, there are some youth leaders or parents or adults who care about the youth in their congregation who go gathering after gathering, but then there's always bound to be new adults who are coming to a youth gathering. What's your favorite best tip for the first time adult leader bringing youth to the youth gathering? And I'm sure each of you may have an answer to that, especially at this point in the game.
Yeah, I was going to say there are so many avenues of people willing to help you. Mm-hmm. So it's not just the gathering office. It's the district coordinators. It's the veteran leaders in the LZMS Youth Ministry Facebook group. There are so many ways
to get help if you're feeling overwhelmed. All you have to do is reach out and ask.
Anybody else have any that you'd like to add?
Yeah, we have so many different ways that we communicate about the things that are going on and each step along the way. And so joining our email listing, being able to join, like Meredith said, the Facebook group. Once a month we get online and we tell you all about what's going on this month. And then we have what we call open office hours, which means that people can ask all of the questions and there's no silly questions, right? Like, we want to make sure that you know and understand and feel confident about bringing your young people there. And then, yeah, just to continue to look for resources that go along the way on the website.
So if during open office hours, I call in and ask, where are the best beignets?
We have people.
We have answers.
And, right. And not only like from us, because we get to go there, but also like we have local NOLA people who show up and who will give you all the secret locations for all the best food. We've been keeping a list.
Yes.
Yeah. There's, I mean, people who are willing to help you. You're like, I don't understand this, or I've never heard this before. We've got a great video that's a day in the life of the gathering, right, that you can go and watch. So we use a lot of terms when we talk about the gathering. There's a resource with all the vocabulary that we might use. So we really do try and make this as easy as possible, particularly because we know you might be a first-time person. It's a little bit of a peculiar event. There are not many that are like it, to be able to bring your young people and feel confident doing so.
All right, first-time youth leader tips.
I think one of them, from a congregational level, especially if you're a first-time leader, do not skip team building and getting to know your youth and your other adult leaders. If you've got more than, you know, hopefully you have at least yourself and someone else. You should definitely have two.
Yes.
Because you never know what's going to happen. But spending the time with your youth that are going to the gathering and kind of letting that group norm a little bit and get to know one another well before you travel to the gathering, because you know you don't want them just to learn about one another cramped in a van on the way to New Orleans. You want to have some of that understanding also for yourself to see how different members of the group interact. It can help you to kind of navigate the waters as exhaustion and things like that can take over towards the end of the gathering. But that also allows them time to participate in things like the covenanting. You know, we always have silly, you know, some silly rules in the covenants that the kids put in there, or we think they're silly, but the kids really appreciate them and having a voice. And so I think that kind of helps make that group really cohesive as you get there to the gathering, because there's always little challenges when you travel with a group. And if you take that time ahead of the gathering to kind of build the team and get them together, I think that's really helpful.
Yeah. Number one thing, find that purple envelope that it has arrived, open it up, get registered, right? Like, the one thing I'll say about the gathering office that does such a beautiful job, it is very big, right? But they put it together in such beautiful, like, small chunks. So you don't have to know everything right out the gate, right? Like, it's beautiful. Like, you can go to the website, you can see all the resources and get a big picture. But I mean, even as those deadlines start to happen or things need to happen, it's all broken up into really beautiful chunks. So it can feel overwhelming, and yet at the same time, it is pieced out so well. So yeah, find that purple envelope, go back, watch the Zooms, listen to the podcast, because there is a wealth of information, and just get connected. Get connected to somebody and say, can you help me? Because as Meredith said so beautifully, there are so many people that want to help you. Our district coordinators are amazing in every single region, and they are super excited to walk beside you. And so, like, yeah, use the people around you, because there are so many veterans and they want you to have a fantastic experience. I don't know anybody that doesn't want one of those lay people and those new people that come to not just walk away going, that was fantastic. We want you to have a great experience.
Mark, first time goers.
I'm going to reiterate what's been said. Just coming off of National too, we had a lot of first time people at National, and they just were like blown away about how helpful everyone was. That community of adult leaders there wanted them to have a successful event and wanted them to succeed in their work with young people. So please reach out to the district coordinator, reach out to us. We will, pretty much anywhere where you're at in the United States, we can probably partner you with another congregation that's closely near to you, or at least we've got experienced people that want to talk to you. So don't hesitate to reach out and do that. And I'd say, I know we're all saying this, but like, just regularly keep your young people in prayer, your process in prayer, us in prayer that are planning it. And all that goes into it is that we know that we're so blessed to have the prayers of God's people for us as we plan, and certainly for our young people as they walk in Christ.
All right. So what are the steps that need to happen now? What should youth leaders and youth be thinking about right now as we're moving forward?
Right now, you should be thinking about registering your group to get to come to New Orleans next summer. Whether that is starting the process by gathering all that information using the worksheets on the Gathering website, and then sending that in beginning on November 1st.
Key deadlines we need to know?
November 1st. That's the first day the Gathering registration opens, and you can start sending in your envelopes and your payments to the Gathering office. And then May 29th is the day that Gathering registration closes. So you have up until, like I said, May to get your group together to come to the Gathering.
If you have young adults who want to be young adult volunteers, that application is open now, but it will close December 31st. That's another key deadline to be thinking of if you have young adults who want to come and be YAVs.
Let's go, Orange Nation. Let's do it. Orange Nation, let's go.
And if you've got other adults in your congregation that would love to just come and be a part of the Gathering, serve and volunteer, we have also what's called Team Flex. So that might be maybe additional parents, others that cannot maybe come as an adult leader. That application will be open up in early 2025. And then that'll be complimentary in terms of coming, but then they'd be responsible for their own expenses to come to the event and serve during the event.
Team Flex. Great plan.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Anything else we need to know as we prepare? LCMSgathering.com, right? Check it out. And then you can find information about registration as well as all the other sources that Juliana mentioned earlier as well. Thank you, everyone, thank you to the planners. I know Teresa mentioned earlier, connecting with the LCMS Youth Ministry office. Well, 3/5 of the Youth Ministry office is here today. This really is a great event that is planned and prepared by a large number of volunteers and people who care about the young people in our church today. And so there are a lot of people involved in this. So thank you for your time and being involved in planning for this event as well. Thanks for being our guest on the Coffee Hour today.
Thanks for having us.
You've been listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.